In today's Mishnah, when the second and third Mishnah from the seventh Perek Masechet Bechorah, the Mishnah begins Hakereach. So Kereach means someone who is bald. That would be another psul. In other words, that would be considered a mum, such that Kohen cannot do avodah. The question is, what does it mean Kereach? What is halachic definition of someone who is bald? Does it mean someone who just has a receding hairline? The Mishnah says no. Kol she'ein lo shita shel se'ar makefet me'ozin le'ozin. That is an individual that doesn't have a hair that extends from one ear to the other. And it's important we're referring to from the back of the head. So even if he has hair extending from one end to the other, same in the front, from the back of the head, he has no hair, that would still be considered hamum. However, the miyeshlo, if he has hair extending from one ear to the other, around the back of his head, even if he is bald at the top, as we would refer to someone as being bald, we say hareze kasher, that would be fine. Mishnah continues, ein lo gvini, if he doesn't have eyebrows, or ein lo ele gavin echad, or he has only one eyebrow. One explanation of this is not that he has over one eye, but they're joined together, so has appearance of having only one eyebrow. That's Tiferet Yisrael. Hu giben ha'amur b'Torah. That's the one of the psalm the Torah refers to as giben, as someone who cannot, as a kohen who cannot do avod in the Beit Hamikdash. Rabbi Dosa Omer, Rabbi Dosa says, kol shegvinav shochvin, anyone whose eyelashes are so hairy that they seem to extend over his eyes. That is what the Torah is referring to as Giben, whereas Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer, he says no, that what does it mean by Giben? That's Mish Yesh lo shtei gabim ushtei shidraot. This refers, literally it means he has two backs and two spines. What it really means is someone who is so bent over that it appears as if he has two backs and two spines. Everyone agrees, all the three opinions agree here, that these are all psulim, they all considered, or I should say, mumim. However, the debate is simply is what does the Torah mean when it says giben? And the three opinions, as we've described. Next, Mishnah, that is, hacharum pasul. A charum, as it says in the Torah, is also pasul to be to avodah. Ezehu charum, what is charum? That's hakochel shtei einav ke'echad. That is an individual who the bridge of his nose is pressed in such that he, if he was putting eyeshadow on, he could go directly across. That's how, so it's almost flattened there. Next, shtei einav lamala, if both his eyes seem to be situated in the head a bit too high up than normal, or shtei einav lamata, or too low from the normal place where the eyes are seated, ein al echad lamala, ein echad lamata, or one above or one below, ro'eh et acher v'et aliyah, or his eyes are in the right location, but it appears that the way his eyes are directed, that he can almost see the room and the aliyah and the attic at the same time. The writer explains that if someone's talking to the individual, the way their eyes are positioned, even if the person is looking at him, he might say, are you looking at me? I can't tell as the eyes seem to be moving to the side. Next is Sachei Shemesh. This is someone who is hypersensitive to the sun, that he'll close his eyes in the sunlight. Next is Zogdos. Now, Zogdos is conjunctive of two words. Zog is a pair and sounds like dos is in Greek, and also pair, referred to two. And the idea is here that whose eyes are not equal, meaning one eye is different to the other in its color, or the eyelashes, or the eyebrows. They seem to be different from one another. Next, Vahatsiran. This is someone whose eyes seem to be watering constantly. Last case, Vishinash Rusei Einav, Pasul Mipnei Marat Ayin. Last case is an individual whose eyelashes have come out. In that case, the individual is pasul, meaning he cannot do avoda, due to marit ayin. Now, here's an interesting one, because we're introducing a new concept. Till now, we've been discussing psulim, or mumim, that the Torah says an individual cannot do avoda. We have other ones that the kohen doesn't look quite right. In other words, on a biblical level, he's fine to do avoda, but it looks strange, such that due to marit ayin, we say this kohen better not do avoda. So if a kohen did do avodah, he wouldn't get punished for it, then the avodah would be kosher. However, rabbinically they say, best not do avodah. Now, in this particular case with the eyelashes, referring to where the eyelashes are completely gone, there is a mark of hair left behind, because if there wasn't anything left behind, then that would be a mum gamur, that would be a proper mum, such that on a biblical level, he'd also be considered invalid to do avodah in the Beit HaMikdash. Those are the Mishnah today.